Hi, everybody. This is Todd Smith with Little Things Matter. The title of today's lesson is The Power of Self-Talk. Guess who's the number one person you communicate with on a daily basis? It's you. Our internal conversations characterize how we view the world and influence every part of our lives, our relationships, our achievements, our attitude, and ultimately our degree of happiness. If this internal dialogue focuses on your faults, mistakes, weaknesses, insecurities, fears, or other negative things, it will be virtually impossible to feel good about yourself and advance your life forward. Furthermore, negative thinking can have a detrimental effect on your health and overall quality of life. If, on the other hand, your self-talk concentrates on your strengths, blessings, successes, opportunities, and other positive thoughts, you will feel great about yourself. You'll enhance your ability to overcome obstacles, and as a whole, your life will become more enjoyable and fulfilling. The great news is that you can control what you think about, and you can replace any negative thought with a more positive and productive affirmation. Like anything else, it takes time and practice and will get easier over time. The first step toward improving our thoughts is to really listen to our self-talk. Are your thoughts positive or negative? Do they lift you up or do they bring you down? Do they inspire or do they impede? You may not realize how often negative thoughts pop into your head. Become aware of this internal dialogue and its content and make sure it stays positive. When it gets negative, take a few minutes to analyze the underlying reasons for your negative thinking. If you catch yourself thinking negatively, you can stop the thought process midstream by literally saying to yourself, "Stop." Saying this aloud will be powerful and will make you aware of the frequency and the circumstances of these internal negative conversations. Another trick that's fun, actually not really, but another trick is to walk around with a rubber band around your wrist. As you notice negative self-talk, pull the band away and let it snap back. It'll hurt a little bit and serve as a slightly negative consequence that will both make you more aware of your thoughts and help you put a stop to them. Every time I catch myself thinking about one of my failures, faults, or mistakes, I have a firm conversation with myself and I say, "I have learned all I can learn. I can't change what has happened. I refuse to think about it any longer." Then, using my self-control, I change the subject. I must confess that I may have to repeat this self-talk technique 20 times before I can finally stop thinking about a major mistake or failure. But as with every challenge I have faced thus far in my life, I have not allowed it to negatively impact my overall outlook. Let me encourage you to start being aware of your self-talk. Determine which conversations are helpful and which ones are harmful. Take control over your thoughts, and you will watch your life blossom before your eyes. Remember, we all make mistakes. We all have setbacks. We all experience failures. We all have bad things happen to us. The key is to learn from every experience and use our self-control to stop thinking about them. I want to close with a quote from Dale Carnegie. He said, "It isn't what you have, or who you are, or where you are, or what you're doing that makes you happy or unhappy. It's what you think about."